All right, welcome back. I got to describe this scene, Al. It was very funny. Uh-huh. So there's two gentlemen who have showed up here at Borgata this morning.
Yep.
And they are parked right in front of the Metropolitan Restaurant.
Yeah.
And they came with large posters of Howie Roseman's head.
Fatheads.
That's called a fathead. But it's a big, big poster.
Oh, yeah.
It's like three times life size of Howie.
Yeah.
And they were open in the restaurant, and one of Howie's heads was blocking the entrance.
Yeah.
So the woman grabs the poster of Howie, and she doesn't know what to do with it. And I yell at her, and I go, "Lady, that's our hero." And she said, "Who?" And I said, "It's Howie Roseman."
She says, "Who's that?"
And she says, "Who's that?"
Who?
Dick Vermeil is sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. Hey, Dick, they didn't know who Howie Roseman is. Tell them how important Howie is to the success of the Eagles.
Well, he's the number one guy in the building today.
Yep. Right?
He's done an unbelievable job there. And I think really has set himself up to be ranked among the very, very top GMs in the NFL now.
Wow. And the A.J. Brown, how did that A.J. Brown move look last Sunday, Dick? Pretty good, huh?
Embarrassing. In fact, it cost the GM a job, didn't it?
Exactly. Let's look at that Titans game for a second, Dick. Was that there the Eagles' most complete victory of this season?
Oh, yeah. And it was, you know, and as we were all bragging about how hard Tennessee plays on a weekly basis, and it didn't appear that way last Sunday because the Eagles didn't allow them to. You know, they beat them in every category.
Exactly.
Maybe the penalty thing was a problem, but other than that, they beat him in every category.
Well, here's what I'm trying to – Dick, I need your expertise on this. Derrick Henry got 30 yards. He was not a factor. And far lesser running backs have done far better against the Eagles' defense. What did they do differently, and can they keep doing it?
Well, the energy of the defensive line was outstanding. You know, those guys control the emotion of a football game. With a defensive line, which takes more energy and emotion to really play at a high level every week, when they do, they're very, very tough. And, you know, and they had some physical people back playing that hadn't been playing. And, you know, other people in the last few weeks have been stopping Tennessee in the running game as well, and they might have to take a serious look and adjust their approach to the running game a little bit. But Derrick Henry hasn't lost his ability to run. The offensive line just isn't giving them the opportunity, and the defenses are taking it away.
That was beautiful. How about Hurts? Another great game, this time with his arm. There's a debate going on, Dick, about whether he's the MVP. What do you think?
I don't see how they cannot. As if he stays like he's right now, I don't see how they cannot make him or vote him the MVP. And our coach of the year, Myman, who else has got his win-loss record this year, you know?
Yeah, Dick, the thing is, I get the sense the national, you know, people that talk about this stuff are reluctant to give Hurts, put him in the same category now as, like, Mahomes and the other great quarterbacks, Allen, people like that. But based on this year, don't you have to?
I believe they have to. I really do. You know, you look at him. Mahomes makes those little different spectacular-type plays that nobody else can make. And I think that, you know, that draws more attention to what he does than someone does it as its diagram, as he's coached to do it. You know, and I think that is a little distraction in the opinion of people and moves the attention to Mahomes, because you have to admit when you watch him play, he does things nobody else does.
Yeah, but he's got 8 interceptions and Hurts has 3.
Yeah.
Hurts is not a spectacular,
you know, and they throw the,
right? Yeah. Go ahead, Dick.
They throw the ball more as well, but you know, right now the Eagles are the most complete team offensively and defensively in football.
It's beautiful. All right, let's get to this revenge factor. We saw it with A.J. Brown, but here's a little story people may not be aware of. Brian Daboll, who's doing a very good job as a first-year coach with the Giants, Dick, demoted Jalen Hurts in a championship game when Daboll was the offensive coordinator at Alabama. Do you think Hurts remembers that and will use it for motivation Sunday?
I don't think so. He has too much self-confidence, too much awareness of where he is and what he's doing with everything he does. You know, that's why he's a good leader. And I don't think he might think back and say, you know, that really helped me. You know, I think that's how he might think rather than holding a grudge.
All right, but I'm going to put you on the spot, Dick.
Okay.
You have your choice here, the same way Daboll did in that game. Who would you rather have as your quarterback, Jalen Hurts or Tua Tagovailoa?
Oh, Jalen. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. What limitation does Jalen Hurts have right now? You can't, as critical as anyone wanted to be, you can't find one.
Very good answer. Dick, Cleet Blakeman is the referee, and he loves to throw flags in Sunday's game. You were just talking about all those false starts. How do you fix that if you're the head coach? What does Nick have to do to fix that?
Well, I think it fixes itself because, you know, players have pride. And when it's an offensive lineman that moves prematurely, it's glaring to everybody. Okay? It's glaring to everybody, and it embarrasses them. And I think it carries over all week long. And these guys appear to have such great character and a unit working together. And their line coach is a tough guy. He doesn't care if you're all pro or fourth string. You're going to get it. And I think that problem will resolve itself just with pride. Yeah.
Good. I like it. Dick, before I get your prediction, I just want to ask you something because the Phillies spent $300 million on a player, and the owner is getting a lot of praise for it. You are coached for some very good owners. Who was the best owner in the years you coached? Which guy did you enjoy working with the most?
God, that's a hard question. I became very close with Leonard Tosh on and off the field.
Yeah.
You know, he lived in town. We drank wine together, went to dinner together in the off seasons, and shared great different experiences with Lamar Hunt. You know, he didn't live in town. I enjoyed him immensely when he was in town, but he was a totally opposite kind of person. So I really cared for him. And in Georgia, he was only there on weekends as well in St. Louis. So it's different. But overall, because of the time and then staying in Philadelphia and staying connected with Leonard Tosh after coaching, I would have to say in terms of lifetime, it would be Leonard Tosh.
Dick, did you ever have a disagreement with one of those billionaires?
Leonard got after me a couple times.
He did?
Probably said this on the air before. One morning in training camp that I was being interviewed, and I mentioned, you know, to me, the preseason game is no more than a scrimmage. And that really upset him. He called me, he says, you know, for me, I'm trying to sell tickets. It's easier to sell tickets to a football game than it is to a scrimmage.
Dick, Dick, you were right, by the way. Those games are just scrimmages. You were right. All right, Dick, Eagles are at the Giants in the Meadowlands. What do you think's going to happen Sunday?
Well, the Eagles beat them. And the Giants are a very average football team. And when you go through and compare their numbers against anybody in the NFL, what they do is they play hard and keep the game close. But they're not a playoff caliber football team in just about any category, other than the quarterback doesn't throw interceptions, you know, and that's good. They don't give up very many turnovers and this kind of things. But the Giants are almost a below average team offensively. Now they run the ball halfway decent, yeah, with their great running back and that stuff. But overall, I think their strength is that they play hard and they keep the game close. They keep
right.
As I look at their predictions, win-loss all through the season so far, it's amazing how close the predictions are. My computer's been wrong twice in who was going to win the game, but the point spread between what they said they were going to win or lose by is closer in this game with the Giants than anybody I looked at this year.
Wow. What does the computer say, Dick?
We're going to win by eight. We're going to win by eight.
Yeah. Okay. That computer's been very good this year, Dick. They were more right on the Titans than anybody else.
Right. And, you know, it's only been wrong once with the Eagles all year, and that was when we got upset by the Washington Commanders.
All right. Does the computer say that a nice beverage during the game would be Vermeer wines delivered directly to your home now?
It always says that. You might change from Cabernet to a blend or a Chardonnay, but yes, it always says to drink Vermeer wine.
Go to VermeilWines.com. Dick, always an honor. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Dick Vermeil predicting 12-1, Al. 12-1. Got to love that. Let's go back to the phones. Jeff is there this time. Let's see what he's got. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, Ash? Can you hear me?
What are you hearing right now? You're a Rams fan, Jeff.
How'd you know that?
Well, I it says it on my board. But that was some win last night, wasn't it?
Yo, man, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Last night was the best performance I've ever seen, not just because I'm a Rams fan,
yep.
But a guy comes off the couch, gets plays emailed to him, gets the playbook emailed to him, steps on the field, has the best game of his life.
Practice is overrated.
Baker Mayfield. Yeah. No, I've never seen that. How did he even know what the plays were? I mean, he didn't get to it till what, a day before?
Yeah.
How? How did that happen?
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just and then the adrenaline at the end, and he was all geeked up for it too.
It was pretty exciting. It's great.
I think it was a little bit of really focusing on that playbook, wanting to play, but also just going back to the play yard, back in the street, and just letting that ball go. It's the last thing you know.
I have a prediction that somebody on the Raiders is going to get fired.
You
soon.
Think? They can't afford to do it right now, but they want to, I'm pretty sure.
Practice is overrated. Jeff, I need a winner, a Weezer. Who you got?
Oh, right away, Baker Mayfield's my winner.
Baker Mayfield, winner, Al, or John Middleton?
No, this is me. What is likelihood after the week the Phillies and the Eagles had, I'm going to give it to a Ram?
Not
going
to happen.
Who's been a Panther and a Brown.
Rhea is not going to risk her reputation with a stupid decision.
Well,
no.
When we did that a long time ago.
I got to introduce you to these two guys. They came out here, Al.
Yeah.
And they clearly are huge Howie Roseman fans. Now, those fatheads, those big posters with Howie's head on them.
Fatheads, yep.
Now, I do not think those are marketed. I think those are homemade.
Oh, from Howie. I
got to find out why these guys went to that trouble. And look, Al, that is a very, very appealing photo of Howie.
I guess.
Marcus, wouldn't you like to have that in your home?
I'm going to steal one.
You are. 215-592. We're going to find out what the story is.
Oh, the rest of us remember what the story is.
You do remember?
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me. I want to know again. My mind doesn't always
remember.
Don't worry.
We'll tell you again in an hour.
Yes. We'll introduce you to these guys both in the 8 and 9 o'clock hour. Stay tuned. WIP Sports Time, 8:16.
Window Nation is spreading holiday cheer by saving you thousands from high inflation, escalating costs, and rising rates by giving you 0% interest for 5 full years. For a limited time, get 60 months with no interest payments. And that's in addition to Window Nation's amazing buy two, get two free savings. You get both if you call Window Nation now. We're facing the highest energy costs in over 25 years. Your bill could be as much as 28% more than last year. Cut your energy use up to 30%, increase your home's value, and get unheard of savings. Make zero interest payments for 5 years. Plus, get two windows free with every two you buy with no limit. With Window Nation's precision installation, your new windows will lock out the cold and keep your energy bills lower. And with no interest for 60 months, you'll have plenty of extra cash for your holiday spending. Hurry, this won't last long. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Get no interest for 5 full years and two windows free for every two you buy. Brought to you by the Goodwill. In just under an hour, the newest Philly, Trey Turner, will be a guest on the WIP Morning Show, top of the hour at 9 a.m. Eagles will travel up the turnpike to face the Giants Sunday, 1 p.m. Eagles, of course, coming off that impressive defeat of the Titans. WFAN's Tiki Barber says Eagles defense is putting up amazing numbers.
The second sacks, they got 42 sacks. They got three guys with more than 5 sacks on that defense, the Eagles do. Like, they get after you everywhere. They're number one in interceptions, 15 interceptions on the season. Philly is the best team in football, period.
Now is the time to donate to the Goodwill. Nationally, Goodwill diverts over 4 billion pounds from landfills. Goodwill, NJ.org, for a donation center near you. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast, brought to you by Dr. Glatt. Sunny, a high of 47. It is currently 37. Failing or thinning hair? Call the region's premier hair restoration expert for men and women, Dr. Paul Glatt. Book a consultation at drglatt.com. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
8:23 is the time. One of the fun things about being out in public on Fridays right in front of the Gypsy Bar at the Great Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa is that we get to hobnob with the fans, Al.
Okay.
And these two gentlemen showed up very early today. I have been reminded, Rhea, that they mentioned earlier in the week that they were big fans of Howie Roseman. Do you remember this part? They were going to make fat heads of Howie?
You said you would like to take one to bed with you.
Oh, that's what it was. That's right. Thank you, Rhea.
I tried to clean that up a little bit as
yes,
I was saying
you did.
It.
Which one? On the left or the right?
No, I said I was going to put it on my wall in my bedroom.
In your bedroom.
I was not snuggling with the photo. Well, anyway, these two guys showed up with two large, I mean really large photos of Howie's head. They are in fat head form, Al.
Yep.
They're on cardboard.
Yeah.
And they are around 3 to 4 times the actual size of Howie's head.
Yep.
Now, Marcus, I'm going to start by this.
Horrible at math.
All right. But
it's like 10 times the size of his head.
All right, fine. Anyway, do me a favor, Marcus.
What?
And would you please somehow get Howie's head to Howie?
I can make sure Howie sees it. Absolutely.
Right, I would like Howie to see this because he is a big, big, big hit in this city
yes,
right
he
now.
He is.
And now he has a – I hope his head isn't getting that big.
I never noticed
if they win another Super Bowl, it'd be bigger.
I never noticed how good his teeth are.
Right. They are very good. So anyway, Bob and Ray are the guys that came here. Bob, now what did it take for you to do that to Howie's head?
Well, you know, I would say if I was Howie, it would probably even be bigger at this time just because of the great work that he's done.
Yeah.
But we put in Adobe Illustrator and then printed it out on a 60-inch printer.
Wow. Now, these are not available, right?
These are not available.
Ooh. If somebody wanted a large Howie head in their bedroom, they would not just be able to get one.
No. There's very few people that can do that.
All right. I wonder, Al, if he mass marketed
this. Leaving
now.
Jonesy
might. Do me a favor, Al. What would the price tag be on that head? I would say that's
$29.
Yeah, $29.99.
Yeah.
I think that's a $29. Now, what are you going to do with Howie's head?
Oh, that's
I'm
a
leaving.
Great question. That's I'm going to give it to Jonesy.
No, I don't know that Jonesy would do
it. Put it on the farm.
No, I don't. He sold the farm. He's not there
yeah,
anymore.
And then he's going to buy it pretty soon.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're on to something. Anyway, all right, so you guys came out here because you are Howie Roseman enthusiasts.
Yes, they are.
We
correct?
Are.
And you're very excited about the Eagles and the Phillies?
We love the Eagles. We love the Phillies for sure.
All right, so here's the thing. You were saying to me, Al, this guy is very, very cocky.
Okay.
And you were telling me that you think you're a better singer than Ruben Amaro Jr.?
I am definitely a better Ooh. Singer than Ruben Amaro Jr. Wow.
And you have prepared a song for us about what?
I have prepared a song, a love song.
Ooh. Oh.
And it is a love song, and it's called Howie Roseman, a love song.
Oh. All right. Now, here's what we're going to do, because when somebody's bragging like you, we like to see if you're right or not. So we're going to let people hear that. Then I'll play a very short rendition of how we do Ruben doing
okay.
Feliz Navidad. And then you could decide who's a better singer. All right, Bob, go right ahead. If you're ready, let's hear it.
All right, 10 seconds, Angelo. This is coming from all of the unknown callers, the people that have driven in their cars for years and years, 30 years listening to you, Al. Uh-huh. And the entire team, we appreciate it. We haven't called in, but we've gotten a lot of joy and entertainment as we've gotten to work. So thank you. Here it goes. When I wake up in the morning, bro, I've got Angelo on my mind. There's Real and Marcus, too. What am I going to do? I hit the waiver wires. I get fat guys off the couch.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't remember the words.
I don't
He's
remember
been listening
the words.
For 30 years.
I got big guys off the couch. I made a promise to this man. Lombardi's coming back. I've got one more thing to say before I end this song. I've got you, bro. I've got you, bro. I've got you, bro. Got you, bro. Got you, bro. Got you, bro. Angelo, I got you, bro.
And that is a allusion to Howie making that actual comment on this radio.
I got you, bro.
Here it is. He said it. All right. Very nice job. I have to be honest. You are. You cannot hold a candle to Mr. Rubenbaum.
I tried, but I think it was that little pause in the middle. Yeah.
Well, you forgot the words. That's not going to help
you.
That
is not good.
But if you missed Ruben yesterday, here is a little bit of Ruben and Feliz Navidad.
Oh, here we go.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
All right, that's all we're going to play because when he started doing the English, he lost the tune totally. But that, advantage, Amaro.
Yes,
with me, Marcus?
It was Mailata-esque.
It was Mailata-esque. All right, now, guys, thank you so much for coming by. You're excellent people. Yes, what else? What's the matter about?
Can I give you a winner?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, who's your winner?
Trey Turner,
the winner, Rhea.
Very good guess. Not my winner.
Not the winner.
That's all right. Thank you, Rhea.
I thought you had it. Hold on. We're not done singing. Debbie's on the line. She has emerged only this week as a tunesmith. Hi, Deb.
Hi. Good morning. We didn't emerge only this week. We wrote the underdog song in Super Bowl that you guys played over and over again and gave it Song of the Year on New Year's Eve.
All right, but that was a long time ago,
Deb.
A long time ago.
I haven't done much for you lately. I will say that. I haven't done much for you lately.
All right, but you have reemerged this week with the Eagles at 11-1, and you have something else, do you?
We do. This is an homage to everybody who's driving up to MetLife Stadium this Sunday. And this is for you, gang. You know,
everybody, all
our road warriors.
Is your husband also involved in this, Deb?
Yes, he is. We work together.
Will he be doing any of the singing here?
No, he's a physics teacher, so he is in his classroom right now. So that job falls just to me.
All right, let's hear it, Deb.
Okay. Just up 95 to hated MetLife. I want to boo the boys in blue. New York, those dark. Let's bell out the booze, yell and scream as they play. Make sure Jones can hear himself in New York, that dork. We're gonna beat up on the team from the city of Crete to become 12-1, top of the heap. We'll wear green up there, they'll be green everywhere. As the birds beat New York, those dorks go birds.
Wow, Deb. Bob, you're third now. This woman kick your ass, too. Debbie, you're very talented.
Thank you. We're having fun. This is such a magical, magical season. And just so you know, we sat in front of Howie Roseman at the John Dorenbos Magic Show.
Yeah.
However big that head is, it's like 100 times bigger than Howie's head. He's a little dude.
Well, here's the thing. You need a head that big to cram all the brains in it. Think
oh,
of all those moves he's made.
Nothing but brains in there. And can I give you a winner?
Yes, Deb. Who you got?
For me, it's a little bit out of the box, and I don't agree with the trade. But Brittany Griner is a big winner this week. She got her freedom.
All right. Rhea Hughes, Brittany Griner.
No, that's
too
not my
serious,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I will say this. I've received a lot of – I'm trying to avoid all political issues.
That's kind of my feeling,
I've received some incredibly stupid emails from people. She was in the clutches of a monster, mm-hmm. Vladimir Putin, and now she isn't.
He's the only political person you ever talk about, and you yes. hate him.
Right.
It's astounding.
It's really not debatable.
I hear you.
If you like Putin, you are probably going to hell sooner rather than later.
But we weren't talking about this.
I love this.
Well,
it's me. I'm sorry.
All I wanted to say is I'm thrilled that woman is free now. I'm thrilled. I understand it was a very controversial trade that they made, but I'm happy for her, and I'm happy that if there's one less American in the clutches of that jerk, the better it is as a world.
Cool.
Thank you. Let's go back to the phones. And Short is out for Maryland. I can't believe this. I thought you'd be talking about Trey Turner, Short, after the Phils. You're such a big Phillies fan. Did you enjoy his work yesterday?
And I did. This is great. Not only did we get Trey, but we got the starting pitcher and we got the relief pitcher. So this is awesome. But yeah, this is a good weekend for the Eagles. We got a chance, 11-1 against the Giants, and they're just an average team. They're overrated. So I don't see an issue here, even with Daniel Jones, and everyone's concerned about his running ability. But yeah, I'm over the moon with the Phillies and the signings this week, and I cannot wait to get to spring training.
All right. I will tell you, Rhea knows this. Nowadays, mm-hmm. I get nervous for every game.
Yes.
So Rhea comes to me yesterday. She says, uh-oh, Cleet Blakeman is the ref.
Yep.
And Cleet Blakeman thinks that people are watching his games to see him throw flags.
He's the famous, if people want to know, yep. He's the one who said there was no clear recovery in that game against the Cowboys several years ago.
Opening kickoff,
correct.
It was a disgrace.
It was
this
absolute disgrace.
This guy is a butcher.
Defensive pass interference, he calls a lot. Like Eagles' defense could have some trouble on Sunday just because of this
guy. If the Eagles lose the game, Cleet Blakeman will have a lot to do with it. I promise you that. This is not the guy you want doing your games. So I always got something to get nervous about, Short, and that's what I'm nervous about this time.
I think we'll clean up the penalties. You know, we had a few of those pre-snap penalties last week, but I think we'll clean those up, and despite Cleet Blakeman.
All right, my win of the week is John Middleton. My weasel is ESPN for saying the Cowboys have a 50-50 shot to go to the Super Bowl. Who you got?
My winner brought us Trey Turner, brought us a starting pitcher, and brought us a left-handed reliever. That is Dave Dombrowski.
Al Morganti believes that Dave Dombrowski is the real hero here. What do you think, Rhea?
Very good choice, not my winner.
Not it. Mm. Al, you do think Dombrowski is the number one reason.
Well, it's a pretty good track record of talking money out of the owner's pockets wherever he goes.
Yes.
That is true, huh?
My God.
And winning.
He must be good behind the scenes, telling the guy, we need this guy. You got to give me the money.
Yeah, and I'll skedaddle when you're
Right. So you're saying if Dombrowski was still the GM of the Red Sox, they would have found a way to sign Bogaerts.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? 215-592-9494. We come back. We talked about this last week, Al. Mm-hmm. You are not going to need the regional sports network anymore, Comcast, because they're going online. They're going on Peacock.
Oh, streaming, yeah.
But don't get too excited. It's going to be a while. There's an update on that story, and I'll give it to you.
They're
going to
fix the Flyers first.
WIP Sports Time is 8:36.
Colonial Marble and Granite is celebrating the holidays with 12 days of Colonial. Every day through Tuesday, December 20th, Colonial Marble and Granite is offering daily discounts and special offers. It's the perfect time to give yourself a holiday gift that will last a lifetime. Colonial Marble and Granite has an amazing selection of marble, granite, and quartz countertops, and now offer cabinetry, too. They also have tile, flooring, sinks, and faucets. They can handle your entire project, from remodeling your kitchen, bathroom. How about freshening up your fireplace? I'm looking forward to showing off my kitchen while entertaining this holiday season, thanks to the beautiful work done by Colonial Marble and Granite. Their professional sales team can help you with choosing the right countertop material, style, color, all from the nation's largest selection. You actually select the exact stone slab that you want for your countertop, which is always a lot of fun when you get to do that. Be sure to check out colonialmarble.net daily for their 12 days of Colonial special offers now through December 20th, and happy shopping.
We are back at 8:42, and Dan Wilson's back at the station with an update on a question. In fact, Dan, let's move to the second question also.
It's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. Find new roads to Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Wrapping up the first question, what was the number one reason Trey Turner chose to sign with the Phillies? 38% say Bryce Harper.
Harper was the reason, Al. You were correct on that. Question number two.
Question number two is, who will win Sunday's game at the Meadowlands? Eagles, Giants.
Marcus Hayes.
Eagles by 20.
Whoa! Al Morganti.
Eagles.
I have the Eagles winning 28-14. That was the prediction of my new consultant, Jason from the Dirty 30. Rhea, what do you have?
I have the Eagles ahead of 28-16.
28-16. Yeah. Really close. Yeah. All right, that is our second question. Let me just update you real quick, and then we're going to school. We're going to Holy Angel School. The kids have prepared a song for us this morning. But I just want to tell everybody, last week I informed you, after reading about it in the Inquirer, that that it appeared that Comcast was finally going to give you an option to watch all the local sports events on the regional network on
Peacock.
On the Peacock streamer. And they quoted Mr. Lazarus, Mark Lazarus, who is the chairman of NBC Universal, as saying that they felt confident that they would launch this later this year.
Okay.
And I got excited because it's December. And I went, wow, later this year is 3 weeks, four weeks, right?
Yeah.
Now, Rob Tourneau followed it up, and he found out in the Inquirer today that before they can actually offer you all these local sports events, they have to cut new deals with all of the teams.
Oh.
See, right now, Al, they have a $2.5 billion deal with the Phillies. But in order to put them on Peacock, they need to revise the contract and probably give the Phillies more money.
Jeez. Really?
I don't know where they're getting it. But so all three of these teams, well, I guess they can negotiate Comcast with the Flyers since they own them.
Yeah, that would be an easy negotiation.
That should be Phillies. Right now, the Sixers might not be as easy, and the Phillies might be harder. And they've got 12 of these, so they got contracts to do all over the country.
So how I don't understand this. So if more people stream, it would mean more less people watch TV.
Yeah. It would seem like the same, right? Well, you would just do it a different way.
Well, yeah.
But the legalities, it wasn't included in the original deal.
Yeah, the lawyers.
So I would like to believe that they would just say, the teams would say, sure, do whatever you need.
Okay.
We'll just take the same amount of money.
Okay.
But that's not going to happen.
Really?
That is not.
Make you a terrible negotiator.
Yeah, that is not big business.
No.
That would not work. So that's where we are on it. Don't cut your cord yet.
So does that mean that they expect to enhance their audience by getting people who who have cut the cord but now and only have streaming, so they want to broaden their base, so certainly they're going to want more money from the teams, right?
They wouldn't do it if they didn't think they could expand the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
But then they would like additional funding.
I guess.
Good luck with that.
Good luck.
Anyway.
No teams lose money.
In other words, Middleton's saying, look, give me $300 million, I'll call it even.
You pay for Turner.
Trey Turner's on you. Yeah. By the way, Trey Turner's coming on the show at 15 minutes.
Yes.
I don't know what you're planning. Let us go now to Holy Angel School and talk to Principal Patty. Hi, Patty.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Have these kids been working on something?
Yes, we have. We're ready for Deck the Halls.
All right. Are they happy about the Phillies at Holy Angel?
You know what? We love the Phillies at Holy Angels, and we just got a Jersey girl back to Holy Angels. How about that?
Oh, that's awesome. And do they like the Eagles?
We love the Eagles. Do we like the Eagles? Yeah!
Oh, dear.
Yes, we do.
How many kids you got there, Patty?
I'm in Miss Mando's second grade. Let's hear a second grade.
All right, and what are they going to sing for us, Patty?
We're going to sing Deck the Link. Deck the Link, deck those eagles out.
Deck the Link. Let's hear this now with the kids. Second graders from Holy Angel School.
One, two, three, go. Deck the Link with MVP trophies. La, 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 la. First, please decimate other teams' mopey. La, 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 la. Follow Nick and our Eagles to the Super Bowl. La, 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 la. Holy Angels, we meet Angelo at the parade. La, 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 la.
All right, Patty, who's writing the lyrics? That was pretty good.
We like how they make a mopey. Our voice is the best.
That's great stuff, Patty. Always a pleasure. Thank you
for checking
in with us today. Merry Christmas to Principal Perry and all the kids at Holy Angel School. And now I had a scenario yesterday that you weren't here. I really think this is the way I want it to be over.
Okay.
I want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I want to go on the parade. That'll be my last day.
Okay.
And then I'm in the parade. I'm on the float. And then the float goes past the art museum, and it ends up going right into the Delaware River. And I can't swim.
The Delaware River.
That would be the Schuylkill.
It goes in the Schuylkill River. Right?
I did tell you that yesterday.
All right, the Schuylkill, it goes into the, and then the last thing you hear from me is I'm going down for the third time when I'm drowning.
Yeah.
How am I going today?
I don't know.
Come on,
Al. Let me just point it out for you. If you do die in a drowning on the day of the parade, no one will remember it.
Nobody's going to know.
That's the way I want it. Under the radar.
That's why you want to be in the parade, because that's under the radar.
Oh, shut up, Al.
That's like what the Eagles used to do with the Phillies. You steal the thunder of the parade.
Exactly.
Why do I surround myself with idiots? That's why I go to the phones like Tracy at Atlanta. Hi, Tracy.
Hello, good morning. Happy Friday, everybody.
Tracy, are we going to have a struggle on Sunday, or are we going to have our 12th win nice and easy?
Well, I always worry with the division games because they typically aren't blowouts, but I think we're going to win.
We will win. Are you certain of that? And will your favorite Eagle, Jalen Hurts, have another fine game?
Well, of course. He might be NFC Offensive Player of the Week third week in a row. Who knows?
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Tracy. Absolutely. All right. Some jack at the Bengals. Get out of here, sir. Security, remove this jackass. Thank you very much. All right, Tracy, do you have a winner or weasel for us today?
Just real quick. Don't worry about the national media. You know, no one likes us. We don't care, like Kelsey said. And look how long it took so many of our local Philly media to come on board. So don't even worry about that. And we always do better when we're the underdogs anyway.
I understand that, but ESPN has no right to try to hide behind an analytics department to tell us that the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. I don't believe it.
Pretty sure they've been infiltrated. That room has been infiltrated by some Cowboy fans, or they're on Jerry Jones' payroll, or they just can't do math. I don't know.
I do not believe that Cowboys fans would be able to do the statistical analysis necessary. Give me a winner or a weasel. Who you have?
My winner is the Phillies fans for tipping the scale for these free agents and helping to get us Trey Turner. I think
that's not bad. He will be on in 10 minutes. Rhea, Phillies fans.
That was very good. I do like that one. Here's what I'm going to say. I don't know if anybody's going to get mine.
Okay.
So I will put that in the on deck because I think mine's just I agree with mine, of course, because it's mine. But I don't know if anybody's going to get it.
All right. Stay right there, Tracy. You might win today. And I just want to say, when Turner comes on, that to me was the biggest part of the story, that a team, the Phillies, who filled literally half the seats
for the first dollar dog night.
Dollar dog night. Yes. Al and I, I'll never forget it. We're going, Al, maybe they should just give a dollar dog every night. Then they'll get 30,000 instead of 20. Yeah. Literally 3 weeks later, you couldn't buy a ticket to the Phillies. That I have, we've seen a lot of different scenarios. We've never seen that. We've never seen that. And that became a recruitment tool to bring in great players like Trey Turner because he watched it and he said, that's where I want to play. If we'd have shown him a video from May, he might not have felt that way. Anyway, let's go to Chuck at Cherry Hill. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know, Angelo, behind every successful man is a great woman.
Yep.
Therefore, my winner of the week is Trey Turner's wife, Kristen, who had the vision and saw everything here in Philadelphia. And I think after that, the decision was made. So that would be my nomination for winner of the week.
All right. I want to ask you a question, Chuck. I know you're in Cherry Hill there.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Flemington?
For softball tournaments, yes.
Oh, you not have? All right, because, Al, have you ever been to Flemington?
They had we bred Bernice Mountain Dog. We got our dogs up there. The Bernice, there's a good breeder up
that
there.
That is the hometown of Kristen, of Kristen Turner.
1 hour away.
Yeah. 1 hour away. Yes. I don't think I've ever been there.
Yeah.
Is it good? Is it something you would want to come back to?
It was very pretty when I was up there with the dogs.
Let me rephrase the question.
Yeah.
Being near Flemington, would you be willing to sacrifice $42 million?
Well, I'm assuming she's going to live in Haddonfield.
No, I'm not. I'm not asking. Now, they had an offer to live in San Diego.
Yeah.
342.
Right.
She said no. Flemington, 300.
Yeah.
Is that a decision you would have made?
Yeah, me personally, yes.
You got to be kidding.
No, because I don't see when you make that much money.
Marcus
really,
Hayes,
yes, really?
$342 million in San Diego, $300 million outside of Flemington.
Well, one of my favorite golf courses is Heron Glen, and it's like 2 miles outside of Flemington. So maybe.
All right, you people
yes.
are you people are morons.
That went about $40 million.
I got
really,
nothing
look,
against Flemington.
Look at the, look at
no,
the 40,
you're right. You're right.
Come
$342 million, and you get to live in a place where everybody wants to live. It's a no-brainer, but it speaks to the clubhouse and it speaks to the fan base.
All right, I want. Is anyone listening right now? I will give you priority status. Is anyone listening from Flemington, New Jersey?
Oh, yes.
I would like a call because I want to know, Al, it's really where it's – you got to love Flemington to give up $42 mil. That's all I'm saying.
Or your wife.
Right? Well, no, I'm sure he loves his wife. But even his wife, she's going, well, I guess once you're at $300 million, you're
well,
okay.
Well, it must be nicer than Millville.
Oh, I know. Hold on.
Are you going to let me make a decision? Hold on.
Rhea, that was the point of the day.
Yes.
Mike Trout said no to Millville to stay out on the West Coast. Trey Turner said no, I like Flemington. I love it. Chuck, give me a winner of Weasel.
He already did. He said it's the wife.
Is it the wife?
No.
Can I ask Marcus?
Yes. What you got, Chuck?
Can I actually answer this? Yes. She is.
Oh, Chuck won.
Wait a minute. Chuck, you just won?
Oh, thank you. Okay, donate it back as always, you know. But anyway, I got a question for Marcus.
Yes, sir.
With the new rules, Marcus, just envision this and Turner's elite speed. I think when they made the rule to put more offense, they weren't thinking of guys like Turner.
Right.
When he's at second base, you've already thrown over once. You almost can't throw the second time.
All right, Chuck, I don't have time. I got to be back for Trey Turner. I appreciate your call. Stay on hold. He was more excited to talk to Marcus Hayes than to win all those prizes.
Yeah. About nerdy baseball stuff.
I've been talking to Marcus Hayes for years now,
yeah,
and it's not that great.
No.
When we return, Trey Turner, WIP Sports Time is 8:55. This is a great time to be in Philadelphia sports because we're all out here hoping for another championship. If you're in the forklift industry, you don't have to worry about that because MHS Lift are the annual champions. They are the best forklift company in North America, and they got all the hardware to prove it. MHS Lift, led by the owners Brett and Andy Levin, are absolutely at the peak of their careers because they understand what it takes. It starts with the equipment. Crown's the bat. Crown forklifts, pallet jacks, sweepers, aerial equipment, personnel carriers, across the board. Then the people come in. Maintenance, ongoing service, replacement parts, fleet management, training. They got all that. And they add to it warehouse optimization with the latest technology. They'll take your warehouse and they'll make you more profitable. Nobody does it better. They're at the peak. They're at the top. Brett and Andy Levin and the great people at MHS Lift. Call them today at 888-MHS-LIFT. That's 888-MHS-LIFT. Online, MHSLIFT.com.
Brought to you by Panther East. Up next here on the WIP Morning Show, the Phillies' newest addition, Trey Turner, who inked an 11-year, $300 million deal with the Phillies. Don't get nailed by OSHA. Get railed by Panther East, the premier distributor of safety rail and fall protection equipment in the Philadelphia region. Visit PantherEast.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Meineke. Sunny, a high of 47. It is currently 37. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads and shoes. Meineke for tires, brakes, batteries, exhaust systems, and more. Meineke, doing car care right. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.